The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hi, this is Valerie Shivers, the host of Will You Trust Me, airing Saturday mornings at 11:30 a.m. We are estate planning and elder law attorneys focusing on asset protection. We have offices in Garden City and in Sayville and can be reached at 631-569-4334 or on the web at shiverslg.com. So speaking of our office locations, we're now offering teleconferencing, video conferencing, FaceTime meetings. They're all great options for your initial consultation or if you have questions and you enjoy the comfort of sitting in front of someone to discuss your estate plan. I have to be honest, I've never really been a fan of phone consultations. To me, they're just very impersonal. And part of the reason I love what I do is because I love meeting people. I love getting to know my clients. I love getting to know their families. I love, really understanding who they are along with what it is that they're looking to do and accomplish from an estate planning standpoint. And I've always found the phone conference to be a little distant. However, of course, it's necessary, right? Occasionally, we have a family member who's looking to help plan for their elderly parent who lives in New York, but they are in Florida, and they obviously can't be sitting in our office. So occasionally, phone consultations are certainly important. The other day, however, I had a client who had called me and asked if they could do a FaceTime consultation. So again, this was in the experimental phases. We had just started really working remotely from home. It was my first FaceTime consultation. And I have to be honest with you, at first I was very nervous, simply because for me, FaceTime is reserved for my parents in the morning when we're having coffee, or if the kids come home and they want to call grandma and grandpa and see them and tell them about their school or their schoolwork, what they did during the day. So it's just a really personal, technique that we do occasionally. A lot of times on FaceTime, we're calling my in-laws in South Carolina and we're still in our pajamas. So when the client approached me with the option of a FaceTime consultation, my initial thought was, okay, this might be a little awkward. Nonetheless, we set it up, and I could tell in the beginning for the both of us, it was a little uncomfortable, where it was, you're not used to FaceTiming a stranger. But as time went on, it actually became very natural, and I enjoyed it so much more than the phone consultation, because I was able to put a face to the name and understand who I was dealing with. And the same thing, I'm sure, could be said from the client's point of view. You're looking to hire someone, you're looking to work with someone, you're asking us to plan your estate, you want to know who we are, and you want to be able to point us out and say that's my attorney. So in the end, the FaceTime consultation was actually wonderful. And the funny thing is, this particular client wasn't asking for a FaceTime consultation because they were nervous about coming into the office a couple weeks ago. It was more so they are just a really busy individual, and they wanted to do estate planning, but they just couldn't carve out the hour or so needed to come into the office. And while here we are forced to deal with this pandemic, and we are not able to go into offices or stores, professional offices, restaurants, etc., we're forced to operate this way. And the truth is, after all is said and done, we may find that it's incredibly efficient, and this may actually make us more efficient and get things done that we're just not capable of doing on a regular basis. Think about all of the things that you put aside, right? I really need to buy that life insurance. I need to look into it. I don't have the time to sit down with a financial advisor right now. Or, I really want to get in there and, plan my will. I want to create a will, and I know I need to do it. It's certainly at the top of my list of things to get done, but I just don't have time to get to the attorney's office. You know, I get that. I'm with you. Trust me. There's plenty of things that, you know, I have a to-do list that never ends, and I myself have difficulty completing a lot of things on that list for my own purposes, personally. And, you know, knowing now that we are such a technologically advanced world, we really need to utilize what's available to us. For those of you tuning in, this is Valerie Shivers. I'm the host of Will You Trust Me? I have offices in Garden City and Sayville. However, now we're encouraging the phone and FaceTime consultations or the virtual consultations, and we can help you. I know that it's not an easy thing to do. Give us a call. Our number is 631-569-4333. Or you can reach us on the web at shiverslg.com. Initially, when we found out that we had to be working remotely, we were not ready for that. And the funny thing is, my husband, he does this for a living. He's the head of a robotic process automation international company. And he has been telling us for a very long time, you need to go paperless. You know, you shouldn't be so reliant on the paper. You need to be scanning everything in. And we've certainly taken the necessary steps to do so. But when this happened and we had no choice and we all needed to be operating from home, we all needed access to online files. You know, you think of an attorney and you picture an attorney with a briefcase and files, paper spilling out all over the place. You go into a law firm and a lot of times, at least I know years ago, you'd go into these law firms and there would be credentials filled with files, and you know, it seems pretty antiquated now. You know, thank goodness we've been scanning all of our files, and you know, if we are at home or working remotely, it's so simple for us to just press a button and have access to everything. You know, that's really, it is a wonderful thing, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we took those steps, because now it would be a very difficult time if we needed the paper files to complete our clients' work. Because even though it does feel like right now the world has stopped, truthfully, the world has not stopped, and we need to get done when we shouldn't be pushing off the things that need to be done or that we've been thinking about doing. For example, if you're one of those people who have been considering and contemplating creating an estate plan for yourself, or if you listen in every week, like a lot of the clients we see, you know, and you say, oh, I finally heard you, and it sounded like it was a sign. It was a sign. I've been thinking about estate planning. If you're that person, you know, give us a call. Set up that virtual consultation. I will walk you through the how-tos, you know, even if you don't know how to FaceTime, we can help you out with that, you know, and make it a very simple process for you. And check a few of those items off your list. Get your estate plan done. Get your healthcare proxy done. We can do a Google Meetup with your loved ones. So if you've been wanting to have your parents in the office, encourage them to protect their assets, and you just haven't been able to do so because you work and you want to be there when mom or dad is sitting in the office, you know, give us a call, and we can all be on the screen at the same time. It really is, it's really interesting, and it's cool. You know, my son the other day, he had a meetup with a few friends, and he was able to play a game with his friends, a card game, and he was able to see all of the kids on the screen, and they had a conversation. It was just like they were in the room together. So while you're quarantined, while you're sitting at home, while you're missing your mom or dad or your loved one, get them on the screen. You know, I would love to meet you, and I would love to meet them. Let's plan an estate for you. And when all is said and done, there's so much that we can do by mail. I can explain things to you just as if you were sitting across the table from me. And then when all of this is said and done, you'll come into the office. We'll meet up. We'll have a nice handshake. That's something I certainly miss, probably more than anything. You know, I miss being able to reach out and shake my clients' hands and hug my clients who are going through difficult times, you know, but there certainly will be a time when we can actually do all that. And I really do look forward to it. And I look forward to meeting all of you who are listening in. You know that there's hope. take advantage of the time that you have now and get your estate plan done. Again, this is Valerie Shivers, the host of Will You Trust Me, airing every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. We have offices in Garden City and in Sayville. We can be reached at 631-569-4334 or on the web at shiverslg.com. And if you think of some questions that, you know, that you have that I haven't addressed today or I haven't addressed in prior, prior airings, shoot me an email and say, hey, Valerie, I'd like to hear about, you know, a revocable trust. I'd like you to delve more into a supplemental needs trust. Feel free to ask whatever questions you have. I would love to be able to answer them. And I love to know what it is that you are looking to learn about. Again, this is Valerie Shivers. We'll speak more after the break about the basics of planning and what you should do during this time to make an effective estate plan.